Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And you're in tune to the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. A time of worship, a time of singing and prayer, reading from God's Word. Just a few minutes where you can set aside, worship the Lord, spend some time with Him, and be blessed as we have a time of devotion. Let's sing together now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. Right here in Mount Vernon, Illinois, we're coming to you in Jesus' name. There is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Our scripture to begin today's broadcast, Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Wonderful words of life as we begin this service today. If it's convenient and possible, why don't you invite someone to worship with you, and then have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. From the Redback Church Hymnal, page 380, join in with us as we sing, There's a Great Day Coming.
There's a great day coming, a great day coming. There's a great day coming by and by, when the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready for the judgment day? There's a bright day coming. A bright day coming, there's a bright day coming by and by. But its brightness shall only come to them that love the Lord. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready for the judgment day? Sad day coming, a sad day coming, there's a sad day coming by and by, where the sinner shall hear his doom depart. I know you not. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you
that's definitely something to get your attention and cause you to think about. The Bible says, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. We never know what a day will hold. There are people that woke up this morning that are in eternity right now. And there's people that are alive right now and listening to me. And there's a possibility that before night ends, before this day is over, your soul could be required of you and you could be in eternity. What will it be? How will it be when you stand before the Lord? There is a great day, a bright day, and a sad day. And it's your choice today whether it is bright or whether it is sad. We want to pray today that no one will be lost. 1 Chronicles 16:11 is our precious promise. Seek the Lord and His strength and seek His face continually. This is something that you need to do. You need to seek the Lord. You need to seek His strength. And you need to seek His face continually. Let's pray today for the lost. Let's pray that many will turn to Christ. And if you're in this audience today and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, why don't you look up and repent of your sins as you feel that Spirit draw you to Him. Tell Him you're sorry for your sins. Tell Him you don't want to sin any longer. You want a change of life. You want Him to cleanse you and live in your heart. You want to be a saint of God and a servant of Christ and one of His children. Father, we thank You today for the opportunity of seeking You, seeking Your strength, seeking Your face. We're thankful, Lord, that we can pray a prayer of repentance and pour our heart out to You and recognize, Lord, how we've done wrong and repent for our sins and express our sorrows and our sadness, Lord, for the sins that we have committed. I pray today, Lord, that each one in this audience today is ready to meet You. But should there be someone, Lord, that's unsaved, would You speak to his or her heart right now? Father, would You speak to them? Would You draw them to You? Let them feel that convicting spirit. Show them, Lord, that You're there and You're ready to save them. You're ready to forgive them. You're ready to cleanse them. You're ready to make them a new creature in Christ Jesus. You're ready to make old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. I pray, Lord, someone is repenting of sin right now. Maybe someone has backslid and drifted away. Now's a good time, Lord, for them to draw nigh to You and to come back. All they've got to do, Lord, is just turn around and come on back home. Father, in Jesus' name, let this broadcast ministry touch some heart, I pray. Amen and amen. Thank You, God, for sending Jesus. Thank You, Jesus, that You came. Holy Spirit, won't You tell me more about that lovely name? Hallelujah. Well, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And if you prayed with us, and if you'd like to have special prayer, or you'd like to talk with me, and maybe we can talk about some scriptures, I can point you in the right direction if the Lord would help me. And you're always welcome to call now or anytime, 618-214-1410. Doesn't matter what time you hear this broadcast, you're welcome to call. And if you'd like to send a card or a letter after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with the power of Pentecost, it would be appreciated and it is needed. Send any mail to Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864, and the website www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service, and you can also donate with your debit or credit card by clicking donate on the front page. I'm looking for Jesus.
I can hardly wait to see my mansion up on high. If I live for Him each day, I know that by and by, when the Lord shall come to take His children to the sky, I'll live and never die. I'm looking for Jesus to come someday. I'll ever keep singing along the way. Now when the heavens unfold, I'll walk the street of pure gold. I'm looking for Jesus to come someday. God said just to trust in Him and He would see you through. When He comes, we'll trade this body for one that is new. I'll not turn around because for Him I'll be so true. My love will never die. I'm looking for Jesus to come someday. I'll ever keep singing along the way. Now when the heavens unfold, I'll walk the streets of pure gold. I'm looking for Jesus to come someday. I'm looking for Jesus to come someday. I'll ever keep singing along the way. And when the heavens unfold, I'll walk the streets of pure gold. I'm looking for Jesus to come someday.
In the book of Acts chapter 3, beginning with verse 1, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. And who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Well, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And you've been worshiping with us on the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost each weekday at this same time, the Lord permitting. Join us as often as you can. Send any mail to Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
I'm looking for Jesus to come someday. I'll ever keep singing along life's way. Now when the heavens unfold, I'll walk the streets of pure gold. Looking for Jesus to